The Partially Sighted Society is a national charity situated in Doncaster, but very much there for anyone who has partial sight, whether newly diagnosed or having lived with the condition for many years. They have a resource centre of practically useful daily living aids and information on a range of eye conditions. But their support goes further than that, as through their albeit informal low vision advice helpline, they can point people towards relevant information and equipment, and even helpful contacts in the caller's local area. We asked Anita Plant from the Partially Sighted Society, what are the sort of things that people can inquire about?
Well, they can ask about registration. What does it mean? Where can they get registered? That's always a big question I get asked, is about the registration and who does it and how do they get registered and what is registration all about? So that's a big one. I get asked, what can I do? Where can I go? What does this mean? What does my vision loss mean to me? And, you know, where can I go from here? That's a big one. So we have a motto here at the Society is, if we can't do it, we know a man who can. So if it's not something that we can actually help with directly, we will find out where you can go within your area to get that help and support.
And am I right in thinking that people then ring you up, not necessarily when they've first been diagnosed as having sight loss, but maybe if their sight changes or circumstances change, is that a good reason for calling you as well often?
They can call for any reason. You know, if your circumstances change, if your vision change, if you're not sure, if you find a drop in your vision and where should I go, how do I, you know, should I sort this out, should I look at it? I mean, I'm not an ophthalmologist by any means, but I can give sort of some kind of advice on what you tell me as to possibly where you can go and what you can do with that vision.
I guess low vision aids, which you stock yourselves and have knowledge about, must be another thing that people phone you about?
Yes, I mean, we have a lot of people phoning asking about the anti-glare glasses. A lighting is a big thing, so I give a lot of advice over the phone about the light, about what type of light, how to position the light in the right place. And generally, just have you thought of using a good light, because a lot of people don't actually realise how important using a good light is and the actual position of the light. And the anti-glare glasses, that's something that there seems to be a lot of confusion about which colour, what can help, where can I get them from. So that's something that we advise from. Specific magnification, that's a bit trickier, you know, because that is best sort of done with a low vision assessment. But certainly if you know that you've got, for example, a 6x magnifier and you know that that's not helping you anymore and you'd like some advice on what else is available, that's the type of thing that I can also help with and try and advise on.
And can you give people information that they can be sent maybe so that they can then learn more about their own particular vision impairment or subjects that can help with their vision impairment?
Yep, we can do that. We've got information on all the different eye conditions, and if there's something that pops up that I've never come across before, we do have a consultant ophthalmologist that I can go and pick his brains to perhaps give me some advice on that that I can pass on. But then, of course, we also send people a copy of our latest brochure so that they can see which products are available or, you know, any information that I think that they might find useful or their family members might find useful.
And of course, Anita, you're based in Doncaster, so people who can get to you can actually come and get this same kind of advice, I presume, face to face. But for others, how well sort of connected are you around the country if people perhaps want more personal information to go and meet someone, talk to them, etc.?
Well, what we do is, I say, we don't like to leave anybody empty-handed. So, for example, if someone phones me from Cornwall, I will find out what's available in their area, what organisations they can perhaps contact to try and get some help. I'll give them the numbers of their local council, adult services and sensory team and things like that. I don't always have a personal experience of those services, but it's a number that they can take with them and sort of move on from there and see what help they can get locally.
And the Partially Sighted Society's Low Vision Advice Helpline can be accessed through the charity's main switchboard number, which is 01302 965 195. That's 01302 965 195. Or you can make an inquiry for low vision information by email to anita.plant, spelled A-N-I-T-A dot P-L-A-N-T, at partsight, spelled P-A-R-T-S-I-G-H-T dot org dot U-K.